So you had a bad accident, Brian?
Yes, it wasn't life-threatening, I guess, as far as it goes, but I cut that hand pretty much off with a chainsaw when I was 17.
You're left-handed.
Yeah, I'm right-handed.
Yeah, he only cut his main arteries and almost bled to death in the woods.
But it wasn't
but it really wasn't life-threatening or anything.
And so you find the guitar helps you in the rehab? And
that is exactly. We did, at the time, I was playing a bass guitar, and Wendy played rhythm. Mm-hmm. Me and her have been doing bands. I believe when we put our first one together, she was 12 and I was 16.
Right.
But
don't think we were great.
We weren't very good at it, but that was the first one. Yeah, that was the first one. But I played bass and she played rhythm. And when they straightened that hand out and put it in a half cast where I could start playing again, she had been bugging me to teach her to play a bass. And I told her, I'll just trade you. You teach me to play six and I'll teach you to play four. And I just used that as my physical therapy.
Right.
And it worked out really well. They all work, and now I know how to play guitar.
Don't think we're great.
Still don't think we're great.
That's what we had
really
to...
well.
Yeah, we're pretty critical of each other, so if Brian hits the wrong note, we're pretty quick to tell you we're great. same way right back.
Yeah.
So there's seven of you in your family, seven siblings, is that right?
Yes, there were seven.
Seven.
And the other four, everybody was musical, and you grew up around it all the time. Did you, did Mom teach you to play guitar kind of thing? Dad teach you?
We literally played on our back porch. Mom, being single mother, you know, she raised us, and all of us either sang and or played an instrument growing up, and that included harmony. And she would go out on the porch and take the guitar out there. And next thing you know, as long as we were old enough to walk out there we went, and we would sit and sing, and even the neighbors would yell from the porches or come down and join in and just listen. And so we've been doing it since as long as we can remember. Plus, we sang in church, too.
So you're real comfortable on stage.
I think we are.
Yeah.
I feel that way, yes.
Do you have any shows coming up, any events you want people to know about?
Well, our website is tailormadecountry.com. We post everything on there. We've got some events coming up this month in West Virginia, and our booking agents are really working. We've got some things starting to come up now for Memorial Day and through the summer, and the booking's really, really coming on. So there's so much coming up. Our website would be the best place to see that.
So you're in the studio right now recording, right? That's why you're here in Nashville. Did you come in for a recording trip, or are you promoting?
No, actually, we're down here doing a getting some radio training on a radio interview.
Oh, cool. How to go in and do an interview like this?
Yeah, but not like kind of like what we're doing.
I hope this is helping.
Well, you're all real.
So did we learn well?
Well, yeah, we're doing fine. This record that you have out right now, The Quiet Kind of Crazy, that's the single you're pushing right now to radio?
Yes.
That you're going to go out and follow up?
Yes.
Now, on your website, are these recordings for sale? Can people buy them?
They're available on CD Baby and iTunes and through our website as well.
Mm-hmm. So everything's right there so people can get to it.
Yes.
Now, this is the first recordings you've done as the trio?
No, the Heavy Duty Beauty was the first one we released.
Now, that was, but these are all being done as singles, not as an album?
Well... Yeah, they're singles. There's an album available, but the single is what we're mm-hmm. promoting primarily.
So it was a full album, and these are just different cuts off of it?
Yes.
Correct.
So that's they, what I was they, yeah, they can buy
yeah,
that
that's
album.
The way I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was
just wondering. If
that wasn't loaded.
So in your experiences of coming to Nashville, a lot of folks do this. You know, I came here from Iowa back in 81 when I first came. Every day, people are coming to Nashville. Do you have any advice? Now that you've had some, you know, you've been here and then you went back home, you know, you...
I absolutely do. Y'all want to go first?
I will say this. It's not as easy as what you may think it is when you first start out and you get the stars in your eyes, as he said earlier. But I believe that it is 100% possible to pursue it if that's what you want to do. And it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen if you give up on it.
Right.
So keep chasing it if that's what you really want to do. But be prepared for the long road ahead.
Right. If it's worth coming here to chase, it's worth staying here to chase.
No, I would say I would just simply say that stay true to what you're good at and what you know. And for us, that is the performing, the singing, as siblings, and performing our music. don't worry about the wheels you can't control because it'll drive you crazy. Stay true to what you know how to do and just continue doing that well, and other things will fall in around that.
You have just signed with a label to distribute your music, haven't you?
We did. Little General Records is a brand new label we're out with right now.
And that's out of West Virginia?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you doing this. The Nashville Music Guys appreciate you doing it. And this will be in the our next issue that will be coming out. It comes out right at the first of the month. And then it's also on their website.
We're very thankful to you for spending time.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad to meet you. I'm glad that I'm glad I got to be the one to do it, to be quite honest. And then I got to see an old friend with Dan. You know,
sure did.
That's awesome. Well, we sure appreciate it.